A word for you from 2 Kings chapter 5 verse 22. And he said, All is well, my master has sent me to say, There have just now come to me from the hill country of Ephraim, two young men of the sons of the prophets, please give them a talent of silver and two changes of clothing. Just to brief you on the story in case you're not familiar with it anymore, but go and read it for yourself in the 2 Kings chapter 5 if you want to really get into the nitty-gritty of it, because there is so much. After the wonderful healing of Naaman, here we find a servant of God, the closest co-worker of Elisha, who was not healed in his heart. He had leprosy of the heart. He was completely different to that wonderful little servant girl, the Israelite girl, who was captured and now was Naaman's wife's servant, and through her God had worked. But here, one who had far more, so many more advantages than this little girl who had nothing in Israel, no one to lean upon, no prophet to ask counsel from, but instead this Gehazi counseled himself. Because in the previous verses he said to himself, Look, my master has spared this Naaman the Syrian. He spoke of Naaman with disdain. He didn't have the compassion that God had shown in healing Naaman from his leprosy. So Gehazi wants to get something for himself. This is an exposure to teach us what an evil heart is all about. Let's be careful. Let's learn from Gehazi. For though he was a co-worker of the mightiest prophet in the whole world at that time, and yet he deceived himself. Somehow he thought God will not see, and Elisha, the old man, certainly would not see. And so he runs after Naaman, because the entourage with many animals and chariots was probably moving quite slowly. And then Naaman humbly steps down, recognizing Gehazi, because he was the one that had given the instruction about dipping in the River Jordan, and says, There's something wrong. And Gehazi says, No, nothing's wrong. It's just that this has happened. And he conjures up a plan. He sucks it out of his thumb. It is completely untrue, but he makes it up because it's convenient for the moment, and he has only his own interest at heart. Lo muntu uyazikhohlisa, but he does not deceive God.